just really needed to just take a breather and really process everything that happened with Charlie and what it kind of means in terms of where we are. And I think it is a circumstance where we just know that he was truly betrayed in one of the most egregious ways that I think I've ever seen. It has made me lose faith in politics. It has made me fully lose faith in Trump. And my heart aches for the fact that he gave so much of his life to Trump and to politics. And they just were like, nope, that is it. It serves us or it doesn't serve us, and we want to move on. And so here's a holiday. Bro, if they try to give me a holiday, what is with them giving people a holiday after they kill them? Why is that a thing? You know what I mean? Like, oh, Martin Luther King, what about this holiday? What about this boulevard? Anyways, let me knock it off. Like, they're going to give Charlie Kirk a boulevard. They already did. They did in Israel. They gave him a freaking boulevard. It's like, as soon as they give you a boulevard and a holiday, they definitely killed you. Okay, there's no question. They killed you. There's no way. That's like their signature thing. It's like, that's what they do. It's the Fed signature. It's when they sign off after they murder you. So like, holiday in a boulevard. And it's never on the nice side of town either. Like, Charlie Kirk Boulevard is not going to be a nice side of town. Anyways, I will be back on the 27th, you guys. Thank you guys for all the support throughout these couple of weeks, these last really kind of 6 weeks since Charlie died. And we will see you guys then.